It is Wednesday, September 25th, 2013, and this is Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning. Hope you're having a great day so far. Ron Hayes joins us now, and how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
What's going on around here today?
Well, yeah, lots of sunshine for a couple more days, Dave, obviously. A little warm, too, back up about 90 degrees, but we got more rain coming by Friday night into Saturday at this point. And could give us a nice nice shower, too, across a lot of our territory. And the possibility, if you get that wheat or canola in the ground right now, you might get a nice rain on top of it. So
sounds great.
That's good stuff. And we'll be talking about several things, including Gant Warrior joining us again today on our Beef Buzz a little bit later on.
All right, very good. We're going to take a time out. When we come back, I'll have a news update for you. And Jimmy Pell's going to have a check on that calendar. Whole lot more when Midday Oklahoma continues right here on the radio, Oklahoma Network. If hay is your business, Livingston Machinery is the dealer for you. Because right now, when you buy a Heston 2900 Series round baler, you'll get an immediate $2,500 cash back right up front. Plus solid, high-quality bales and more baling capacity than ever. That's a $2,500 cash rebate on the new 2900 Series only from Heston. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the...
Hey, cattle producers, up and coming October 7th, it's Express Ranch's annual Ranchers Fall Bull and Bred Heifer Sale. 282 Angus bulls will sell at 12 noon, Monday, October 7th, at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. At about 3 o'clock that afternoon, they'll be selling 500 commercial spring bred heifers from Express Ranches. For more information, go to their website, expressranches.com, or give them a call, 800-664-3977, Express Ranches, Ranchers Bull Sale.
7 minutes past the hour on Midday Oklahoma, I'm Dave Lanning. Hope you're having a great day today. Update you on some news. Just a week after the House passed a food stamp bill the House GOP insisted on before entering farm bill talks with the Senate, there's nothing on House Majority Leader Eric Cantor's weekly schedule on entering negotiations with the Senate. Meanwhile, in the Senate, longtime Ag leader Chuck Grassley still expects a negotiated farm bill deal by the end of the year and the next so-called dairy cliff of the 1940s dairy support level. But Grassley concedes House Ag Chair Frank Lucas will be under strong pressure to defend the House line on $39 billion in 10-year foodstuff stamp cuts. The issue, he says, is flexibility.
He's not going to have much. Then the extent to which Chairman Stabenow recognizes that is an important factor. But at this point, I can't say whether she will recognize that or not.
Senator Stabenow is also under pressure from the Senate Democrats not to go above the Senate Farm Bill's $4.5 billion in 10-year snap cuts, while House conservatives in June rejected $20 billion in savings. Meantime, Grassley has his own fight with House top Ag Democrat Colin Peterson over Grassley-authored payment limits.
When a person like Peterson says that there's going to have to be some compromise in that area, where do you compromise when both the House and Senate's the same? That's why I say there's a stamp on it, do not touch.
Well, Grassley says, though, he may be naive to believe John Farese won't try to change his payment limit provision to favor southern agriculture with its more expensive crops.
The common sense reforms still allow family farms to receive up to $250,000 in non-insurance assistance from the federal government each year. I think that is more than enough taxpayer assistance to help farmers in the tough and rough years, particularly where you have drought.
But for now, the issue remains just getting to conference. And so far, the House GOP seems in no hurry to negotiate with the Senate on the farm bill, fiscal year deadline or not. Meeting in Denver this week, the Beef Promotion Operating Committee is making some difficult decisions about what programs to fund with checkoff dollars in fiscal year 2014. That begins October 1st. Stephen Jones is an Idaho family farmer and a cattle breeder who is on the 20-member producer committee. He says the work is certainly important.
The operating committee gets to actually take a look at all the spending requests that come in, the authorization requests, and then we sit down and go through them and figure out how we're going to best use those checkoff dollars to promote beef.
Now, the Beef Promotion Operating Committee is looking at a budget of about $44.5 million in beef promotion, information, and research programs for next year. His program recommendations must be approved by both the full Cattlemen's Beef Board and USDA before the work can be started. We're coming up on 10 past the hour. After the break, Jim Apel and Justin Lewis break down the market. Ron Hayes has a check on agricultural weather. Next, right here on Midday Oklahoma.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to dream and to compete. And former FFA member Monica Wilkie learned those life lessons well, rising in a competitive world to her current role as executive director of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
I learned so much about competing, and through competition, I learned a lot about myself.
Do you want to grow like that?
I always needed to be making myself better, looking for opportunities to kind of enhance my skill set, I guess you could say, but also perseverance, and that I needed to, you know, continue towards a goal.
I want to grow like that.
Had I not had the opportunities in FFA, whether it was in the livestock arena or the speech arena, I would absolutely not be sitting here today in this leadership position.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
Hey, cattle producers, up and coming October 7th, it's Express Ranch's annual Ranchers Fall Bull and Bred Heifer Sale. 282 Angus bulls will sell at 12 noon, Monday, October 7th, at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. At about 3 o'clock that afternoon, they'll be selling 500 commercial spring-bred heifers from Express Ranches. For more information, go to their website, expressranches.com, or give them a call, 800-664-3977. Express Ranches, Ranchers Bull Sale.
Have you heard about the new Ready Dump trailer? The Ready Dump trailers will make your life easier and your business more profitable. Whether you use the Ready Dump trailer one time or 100 times, it will always dump and with no hydraulics. The Ready Dump can haul large loads and it's easy to tow. Made in Cushing, Oklahoma, Red E Dump is the only non-hydraulic dump trailer available. It's just right for you. The Ready Dump trailer. Go to RedEDump.com. That's RedEDump.com.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. Joining us is Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how are our markets looking at midday?
Equity futures here are unchanged at midday. The December Dow Jones is up 10 points at 15,296. December S&P futures up 1 3/4 at 1694 and a quarter. 30-year bonds are basically unchanged here at 133.06. And then the U.S. dollar that I sold off in the last few minutes down about 25 in December at 80.44. There were several reports this morning. Durable goods in the month of August rose 0.1%. That was bigger than the 0.2% decline we expected. And then new home sales rose from last month to 7.9%, which looks big, but it was lower than expected. It came in at 421,000. They're looking for 425,000. So a little bit of positive news. But right now we're pretty steady in all the financial futures markets. Energy futures here are higher across the board. We have crude oil up 33 cents following an actually negative inventory report released this morning. We had an oil inventory increase of 2.6 million barrels. They were looking for a drop somewhere around a million barrels, so that was quite a bit of difference from the expectations. And then RBOB, which is unleaded gas and heating oil, are both up 3 to 4 cents. And then natural gas today is up 2 cents. It's just rallying after selling off the last few days quite a bit. It's coming back just a touch. October natural gas is right at 351, up about 2 cents here at midday. And live cattle futures are about 45 higher here in the October at 127.77. And feeder cattle are up in September, which expires tomorrow, but down on the other months on back. October down 30, January down 45, March down 45. The news here is really we've been rallying for 5 days following that on-feed report on Friday and then the cold storage report on Monday. And it looks like we're going to have some higher cash trade on the live cattle side. Bids are coming in at 123, so we're looking for 124, 125 live cattle cash trade this week. Grains are higher, led by short covering in wheat futures. We're up 14 cents in the Chicago and Kansas City wheat. Corn is up 6 cents. Beans are up about 3 cents. We have a couple reports next week, starting with Monday. Which are deemed to be a little bit positive, leading wheat futures higher here.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number, please.
877-431-9805.
That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Dave Lanning will look at all the latest market numbers right after this as Midday Oklahoma continues.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. And then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef, it's what's for dinner.
Right about 15 minutes past the hour. Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning. This is Midday Oklahoma. Let's take a look at your agricultural futures here today. October live cattle up 27 to 127.60. December's up 25, 131.47. October feeder cattle down 77, 163. November's down 77, 163.97. October hogs up 85, 93.35. December's up 27 at 88.35. We're going to check those grains when we come back right after this. Heston knows hay. And if you're a professional producer, you know a great deal when you hear one. Like a chance to save $11,000 on the world's most productive windrower, the Heston WR Series at Livingston Machinery. Buy now and get AutoGuide 3000 GPS steering, a $6,000 value for free, plus $5,000 off an upgrade package. That's $11,000 in savings. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery, Canalsis, Chickasha, or Fairview. And get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
The winter canola industry is expanding rapidly, and it's almost impossible to keep up with the latest information. That's why producer Matt Gard of Fairview compiled the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog. It's an invaluable resource with the latest canola yield data from OSU, KSU, and the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. The 2013 Winter Canola Catalog has write-ups about each variety and features articles from canola experts. Get your copy of the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog today at canolaofthegreatplains.com.
Grain futures today, December wheat, Kansas City's up 16 and a quarter cents, 721 and a quarter. March up 14 and three quarters at 722. December corn's up 7 at 455 and three quarters. March up 7 at 468 and a half. November soybeans up 5 and a half at 1318. January's up 5 at 1319 and three quarters. October cotton is up 81 at 84.24. December's up 30 at 84.68. November crude oil down 3 at 103.10. December's up 3 at 102.51. October natural gas up 3 at 3.52 per million BTU. Well, that is a check of your agricultural markets. Ron Hay steps in now with an update on that ag weather forecast.
Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon. We're glad to be along with you today here on Midday Oklahoma. I'm Ron Hayes as we talk about your agricultural weather and really starting to get back almost a little feel of summertime for a couple of more days here. Today, tomorrow, even Friday will be fairly warm before we start a cool down and a chance of a rain-making system headed our way. This is a fairly strong upper-level system that is going to be headed our way, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that. It does give us the opportunity of a fair amount of showers and looks like pretty good coverage of showers potentially across the state. That would be really good news, especially for folks that are rapidly trying to get some of this winter wheat and winter canola in the ground right now. A nice little rain on those fields once planted would be ideal to get them fully germinated and growing very quickly here in the fall season. As far as that system is concerned, let's talk about some of the details of it. We have Alan Crone, News on 6, providing us some of the information, and we're back on that in just a moment.
There's only one Baytro 100 enrofloxacin injectable. It's called Baytro 100 enrofloxacin injectable. Made by Bayer and relied upon by veterinarians and producers since 1998. Other drugs may try to say they're the same, but Baytro 100 is the only enrofloxacin FDA approved for bovine respiratory disease control in high-risk cattle. It's also the only enrofloxacin FDA approved for single-dose treatment of BRD. Your livelihood is important to Bayer, and we're proud to manufacture Baytro 100 to our high standard of quality. When you're facing BRD, reach for the brand you trust. Baytro 100. For complete product information, contact your veterinarian or visit Batro100.com. Prescription only. Extra label use in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day slaughter withdrawal in cattle is required.
My friend Alan Crow, meteorologist over at the News on 60 in Tulsa, writes in his daily weather blog that a cold front is going to be arriving Saturday. This is the system that we're expecting to bring rain and storms into the state, including right here in north central and central Oklahoma. According to Alan, if all goes as planned right now, shower and thunderstorm activity will not begin until late morning or midday across the northern third of Oklahoma on Saturday. Then it'll be moving southward from that point. The severe weather threat is low, not zero, but low at this time. It does look like that we've got chances of precipitation to roll in to the state sometime on that day, Saturday, and we're talking about a half an inch to an inch of rain in a lot of locations, it looks like, from this particular system. We're very welcome moisture, most certainly, as we head into the weekend. As far as our actual forecast is concerned the next few days, let's get into that. We'll do that in just a moment.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
One other note from our friend Alan Crone before we head on to check our agriculture weather for the next few days. The extended data right now supporting another strong system arriving sometime late next week. The model output right now suggests a significant cold front between the 4th and 5th of October, bringing colder air into northern Oklahoma. How cold? Still very much up in the air. Now, our forecast for the next few days, this afternoon, sunshine, south winds up about 10, 12 miles an hour, and upper 80s, daytime highs this afternoon, clear skies, low 60s, overnight lows tonight, early tomorrow morning. For Thursday, low 90s, sunshine and south winds 10 to 18 miles an hour being suggested right now. Mid-60s overnight lows for Thursday night, Friday morning. For Friday, sunshine, upper 80s to around 90 degrees. South winds 10 to 20 miles an hour ahead of that cold front. 40% chance of rain by Thursday night, or Friday night, rather. And then Saturday, a 70-80% chance of precipitation right now with the thunderstorms coming in. Daytime highs on Saturday, mid-70s. That's your agricultural weather. Midday Oklahoma continues in just a few moments.
BigIron.com knows that when you have money tied up in equipment that doesn't meet your needs, it limits your ability to manage your business. By selling your equipment at BigIron.com, you have thousands of eyes on your equipment, and it turns right to liquid capital. In fact, we have trained reps across the state that can come right to your farm and help you lift your equipment. Mike Wolf helps Oklahoma folks like you list, describe, and take pictures of your pieces. Just head to BigIron.com and find him in the list of district managers. Or call Mike at 580-320-2718. Everything sells on BigIron.com. You don't pay transportation costs to ship it across Oklahoma or out of the state. So start selling at BigIron.com. If you're looking for equipment for your farm or job, experience the power of BigIron.com. You'll be able to shop for equipment that's right here in Oklahoma or across the country. There are no buyer's premiums, no reserve prices, and every item sells. Our site is simple, easy to use, and you don't need to log in to start viewing the items that are for sale. See for yourself at BigIron.com.
Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Choose a DIY series building by Mueller and get easy to assemble, affordable, and permanent storage right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and over 30 colors to choose from, our do-it-yourself building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's standard series buildings are ready to go to work for you. We call them the standard because they've set new benchmarks for quality and flexibility, and their 100% bolt-together design makes them easy to assemble. With competitive financing options, Mueller can be your permanent storage solution. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com to get your free customized building estimate. Then click on our color selector tool to make choosing the perfect combination of color an easy decision. To find out more about Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing, call 877-2-M-U-E-L-L-E-R to speak with a representative. representative at one of our Oklahoma locations nearest you.
It is 12:25 as Midday Oklahoma continues on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Thank you so much for joining us today and being a part of our program. We've got a lot still to come in this half hour. We've got a complete market update coming up in just a few minutes. Ron Hayes has his beef buzz. He'll be hopping on his soapbox in a little bit. Also has his ag perspectives coming up in just a couple of minutes as well. But first, we're going to kick things off with Jim Appel as he joins us with his updated ag calendar.
Hello, everyone. Take a look at our calendar on this Wednesday. We'll talk about the Moss Land and Cattle Company dispersion sale. We'll talk about a field tour in Pushmataha and the Native Plant Materials Conference. We'll have these items and more right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Heston knows hay. And if you're a professional producer, you know a great deal when you hear one. Like a chance to save $11,000 on the world's most productive windrower, the Heston WR Series at Livingston Machinery. Buy now and get AutoGuide 3000 GPS steering, a $6,000 value for free, plus $5,000 off an upgrade package. That's $11,000 in savings. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview. And get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
Wheat farmers, are you seeking the big play in your wheat production this year? Then choose Billings, another outstanding wheat variety developed by OSU researchers. Billings offers high yield potential and baker's choice quality. When the weather is good and favors early maturity, Billings can score really big. And Billings can play defense against the two meanest diseases in Oklahoma, leaf rust and stripe rust. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and independent. To learn more about Billings and other OSU varieties, log on to okgenetics.com.
More than 250 head of elite Hereford cattle will sell at the Moss Land and Cattle Company complete dispersion sale Saturday, September 28th. That will be at 12 noon at the H2 Ranch and Cattle Company in Perkins, Oklahoma. Star Shockwave 13YET sells, plus his progeny and service. He was the 2012 Fort Worth National Champion and the Denver Reserve National Champion Bull. Several Shockwave calves are on the ground currently, and they are truly impressive. The full sale catalog is available at www.nationalcattle.com, or you can call herd manager Josh Taylor at 918-605-5139. Landowners looking to get the most out of their natural resources should plan now to attend the Fire, Wildlife, Timber, and Cattle Grazing Annual Fall Field Tour on October the 8th at the Pushmataha Wildlife Management Area. The tour will take place from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. There is no cost to attend. Participants will gain a better understanding of how to use prescribed fire, timber harvest, and cattle grazing to meet land management objectives. They will also learn about integrated timber, livestock, and wildlife management, stocking rates, and carrying capacity considerations for running cattle, and ways to maintain and promote overall forest health. Also included will be a history of the Pushmataha Wildlife Management Area and some of the many land use and efficiency insights and benefits that research on its 19,000 acres has yielded. If you'd like more information, you can contact Jack Waymeyer at 918-569-4239 or Terry Bidwell at 405-744-9618. If you'd like the latest information regarding native plant materials, you should make plans to attend the Native Plant Materials Conference October the 10th at Oklahoma State University. The conference is sponsored by the Oklahoma Cooperative Extension Service, OSU's Department of Horticulture and Landscape Architecture, and the Botanic Garden at OSU. The conference will take place at the West Watkins Center at the OSU campus. Early registration is $85 and must be postmarked by September the 30th. Members of the Botanic Garden at OSU, Extension Educators, Master Gardeners, Linnaeus Gardeners, and students may register early for $60. All registration will be $130 after September the 30th. Lunch is included in the registration fee, and to register, you can contact Stephanie Larimer at 405-744-5404. Just a reminder, the registration is now open for the upcoming Beef Quality Summit in October. If you'd like more information, you can go to www.fapc.okstate.edu/workshops/BQS. The winter canola industry is expanding rapidly, and it's almost impossible to keep up with the latest information. That's why producer Matt Gard of Fairview compiled the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog. It's an invaluable resource with the latest canola yield data from OSU, KSU, and the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. The 2013 Winter Canola Catalog has write-ups about each variety and features articles from canola experts. Get your copy of the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog today at canolaofthegreatplains.com. That's it for your Ag Calendar on this Wednesday. If you have a calendar item you'd like to share with us, either on this broadcast or on our webpage, all you have to do is drop us a line at ron@oklahomafarmreport.com.
All right, thanks, Jim. We certainly appreciate that update. It's about half past the hour now on Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning. News update coming up when we come back right after this.
Your next chance to buy cattle the Superior Way coming Friday, September 27th, live on Dish Network Satellite 231, DirecTV Satellite Channel 345, and, of course, on the Internet at SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Livestock's video livestock auction this Friday coming from Fort Worth, Texas. It'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time, Friday, September 27th. This week, we've got 34,500 head being offered, including about 8,200 yearling steers, 5,000 yearling heifers, 9,200 weaning calves, 8,400 calves on cows, and some cow-calf pairs as well. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can visit the website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or give them a call, 800-422-2117. The next Superior Livestock Auction, September 27th, this Friday. Remember, at Superior Livestock Auction, we bring the market to you.
Well, the beef industry, looking to the future. We get that story now from Farm Director Ron Hayes.
Well, Dave, we all know that nobody can predict the future. But animal scientist Dr. Neville Spear from Western Kentucky University says that there are some certainties as the beef industry looks ahead. Other proteins are going to get cheaper, and as a result, beef is going to have to be better because it can't be cheaper. Dr. Spear says, I think there's lots of varied opinions about what the industry will look like 10 years from now, but increasingly we have to continue to hit that target. Do it with more efficiency and more precision so that we're more price competitive versus pork and poultry. He says it is not just about price, though. It is about value. According to Dr. Spear, quality takes us to an increasingly competitive product. We know that beef will never be able to compete with pork and poultry on a price per pound basis alone. That just underscores the reason why we have to hit the consumer target for quality and consistency every single time. As has been said many times down through the years, the goal, ultimate goal of the beef industry should be to deliver a great eating experience every single time to that consumer. For Midday Oklahoma, I'm Ron Hayes.
Well, as many of us know, getting into the farming or ranching business today is very different than it used to be. That report comes from correspondent Greg Martin.
I worked on a few farms when I was a teenager for summer money. My other part-time job was as a press man for a local paper. I also wrote a weekly column on high school happenings, so I gravitated towards the media industry. New rancher Tommy Allen got into the cattle business in much the same way.
I mean, I've always had a passion to try and dabble in the cattle industry, but like many others, didn't grow up on a big ranch, didn't have land in the family, don't have cattle, but I've always had a passion. Kind of turned out with my grandpa. He was a cattle buyer in the Pendleton area.
Passion is key, but there are also some real hurdles to jump.
So I happened to stumble across some land through hearsay and kind of pursued it, and then I kept thinking, I don't have any winter pasture. What do you do in the winter? Right now with cattle prices, that is dang near impossible to find. So kind of did my research, and this was over last winter, and put some numbers down, and basically it's just I run it in on a spreadsheet.
Allen says he ran into something that made sense for his plans.
I found a program with agribeef that works out great, a tremendous program. What I'm doing is running yearlings. I'm buying them at a certain weight, say 600 pounds, and I'm running them for 5 to 6 months, depending on the feed and how long I have them on this property, and then I'm selling them, so I'm not having them out there and feed cows all winter. And then I took advantage of that USDA Beginning Farmer Loan Program.
And we'll talk more tomorrow about that with rancher Todd. Allen. I'm Greg Martin.
When we come back, Ron Hayes joins us with his Ag Perspectives. It's next on Midday Oklahoma. Heston knows hay. And if you're a professional producer, you know a great deal when you hear one. Like a chance to save $11,000 on the world's most productive windrower, the Heston WR Series at Livingston Machinery. Buy now and get AutoGuide 3000 GPS steering, a $6,000 value for free, plus $5,000 off an upgrade package. That's $11,000 in savings. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview. And get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
Hey, cattle producers, up and coming October 7th, it's Express Ranch's annual Ranchers Fall Bull and Bred Heifer Sale. 282 Angus bulls will sell at 12 noon, Monday, October 7th, at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. At about 3 o'clock that afternoon, they'll be selling 500 commercial spring-bred heifers from Express Ranches. For more information, go to their website, expressranches.com, or give them a call, 800-664-3977, Express Ranches, Ranchers Bull Sale. Midday Oklahoma continues our ag conversation once again with Kevin Murphy as we talk about how to argue on behalf of agriculture. In just a moment.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers. Farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys, or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
He owns something called Food Chain Communications. And Kevin Murphy says there are three levels of communication that we need to open and keep open with consumers to be able to effectively argue on behalf of production agriculture.
Well, there's three areas to an effective argument. There's logos, pathos, and ethos. Logos is the reason part. Usually we translate that to scientific reasoning, which most people would say agriculture does well. There's pathos, which is emotion, which everybody would agree the activists do well. The final component is ethos, and that is being able to make your argument on a moral, ethical basis. And that is the great untapped region of making an argument for agriculture.
For some of these specific areas that we've got big battles on right now, you pointed back to GMOs several times, but they really, the big guns are out against GMOs, it seems like, including organized religion.
Absolutely. You have to, I don't know what the GMO people are doing. I know that they have organizations out there and they're finally starting to put stuff out, but once again, they're not listening to what I'm telling them, and that is, if we can't learn to speak about GMOs from a moral, ethical perspective, then we're never going to win the day, no matter how many times we talk about the increased yield in crop production. Okay? So while all that stuff is good, without the moral component of GMOs, they're going to continue to get beat. And this is spreading because it's a blueprint. I mean, remember, it is a blueprint. They're following the RVST blueprint and the gestation crate blueprint, and it's going to move to GMO. It already has, and they're already set up to lose.
How do we turn this tide?
Start speaking, number one, from an ethical perspective. Why to those people that are using GMO seeds, tell me why you use GMO seeds from a moral or ethical perspective. Why do you do that? And then if you can explain that morally and ethically, share that with people. Make that your frontline defense. You can follow it with science. You can follow it with whatever else you feel needs to bolster that case. But first and foremost, start with that argument. And if you can do that, if you can show people that you're caring for the land and caring for people through the use of this GMO product, suddenly the terminology GMO becomes a lot less frightening.
So you try to bring in the emotion of the moment, I think you used the current terminology, moral high ground.
Yes. If you want to get to the moral high ground, because I'm telling you right now, the people that are opposed to genetically modified are doing so on an ethical basis. Okay, so they're saying, as a farmer, you using GMOs is unethical because you are hurting the planet, you're leading to global warming, you're harming future generations' health, all of those things. Well, where's our answer for all those things? I mean, we could just take them on the inverse and start to answer each one of those individually ourselves. And if we did that, we'd win. But we're not doing that. We keep diverting back to kind of talking points. And unfortunately, our talking points are void of a moral component.
Kevin Murphy, Food Chain Communications, talking about how to argue on behalf of agriculture. I'm Ron Hayes, reporting.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com, the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communications.
Your next chance to buy cattle the superior way, coming Friday, September 27th, live on Dish Network Satellite 231, DirecTV Satellite Channel 345, and of course on the internet at SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Livestock's video livestock auction this Friday, coming from Fort Worth, Texas. It'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time, Friday, September 27th. This week we've got 34,500 head being offered, including about 8,200 yearling steers, 5,000 yearling heifers, 9,200 weaning calves, 8,400 calves on cows, and some cow-calf pairs as well. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can visit the website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or give them a call, 800-422-2117. The next Superior Livestock Auction, September 27th, this Friday. Remember, at Superior Livestock Auction, we bring the market to you. Now is the time to be making your seed selection for the 2014 winter canola planting season. And CropPlan has three proven choices for farmers to plant in September, October in the Southern Plains. 115W, 125W, and 154W are all Roundup ready to help you break the cycle of weeds in your winter wheat, and will produce a bountiful and valuable canola crop to boot. See your CropPlan seed rep to book your seed. Do it before it's too late. CropPlan by Winfield, proud sponsors of the Rod Hayes Daily Email. Hey, cattle producers, up and coming October 7th, it's Express Ranch's annual Ranchers Fall Bull and Bred Heifer Sale. 282 Angus bulls will sell at 12 noon, Monday, October 7th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. At about 3 o'clock that afternoon, they'll be selling 500 commercial spring bred heifers from Express Ranches. For more information, go to their website, expressranches.com, or give them a call, 800-664-3977, Express Ranches, Ranchers Bull Sale. Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon, everybody. Middle of the week. Here we are checking your agricultural markets for you. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network, and today an up day. Kansas City, Chicago wheat futures are up solidly, 13, 14 cents a bushel. We're up 5 to 6 cents on corn futures right now, old crop, the new crop and the 14 crop. Looks like soybean futures a little bit stronger as well. Cotton, new crop cotton a little higher. Crude oil futures lower, natural gas a little higher. Our cattle futures, for the most part, a little stronger, at least on the live cattle futures. As far as all the trade is concerned, we're going to start with the livestock trade and check everything out for you, top to bottom, right after this.
Do you ever rate what's on your plate? I'm Susan Allen, Family and Consumer Science Educator for Dairy Max. The USDA's new My Plate education tool can help you make sure the items you put on your plate are part of a healthy diet. My Plate focuses directly on the food groups to include in a healthy meal, including the dairy groups. More than just a glass of milk, dairy products like cheese and yogurt can be used to help build a nutritionally powerful plate, and dairy foods provide a quick, delicious, and affordable source of protein. The guidelines recommend that children and adults increase their intake of low-fat and fat-free milk and milk products to help meet the recommended nutrient intake. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the dietary guidelines for Americans say both adults and children need to consume more of. This message was brought to you by your local dairy farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
Wholesale box beef trade a little cheaper today on the choice beef anyway, off 45 cents at 193.32. Select beef up 32 cents at 177.37. That tightens things up to a choice select spread of 15.95. 161 loads of cuts, trimmings, and grinds. Pretty good movement here at the middle part of the week. 1,940 head at the McAllister Union Livestock Market with steer calves under 600 pounds. Steady to $6 higher. Over 600 pounds, $16 to $18 higher with a good test. Looks like the quality quotes called average through very attractive. Supply continues to be about one-third or a little bit more over 600 pounds, 35% of the run overall females. 3 to 4 weight baby calves, $1.93 to $2.28 a pound. 4 to 5 weights, $1.72 to $1.87. 5 to 600 pounders, $1.52 to $1.73. 6 to 700 pounders, $1.57 to $1.73. 7 to 8 weights, $1.45 to $1.66 yesterday in McAllister. A total of 553 head at the Woodward Livestock Market for their cow and bull turn yesterday. Slaughter cows $2 lower, bulls a dollar lower than a week ago. Breaking, boning, killing cows $80 to $85. High dressing to $88.50. Slaughter bulls average dressing $99 to $1.03 and high dressing to $106.50. 991 head for the cow and bull Tuesday run. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma National Stockyards, with slaughter cows selling $4 to $6 lower. Bulls selling mostly $6 lower as well. Created a pretty good fall off there. The breaking, boning, killing cows, $78 to $84. High dressing, $85 to $87.50. On the slaughter bulls, looks like average dressing, $96 to $99. High dressing, to $1.06. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, October live cattle futures are up 27 cents today at 127.60. December up 20, 131.42. October feeder cattle at 163.25, down 52 cents today. October lean hogs up 87 at 93.37, building on the gains of yesterday. Our grain and oilseed cotton futures and energy complex up next.
From the rolling prairie to the piney woods and everywhere in between, a Mueller metal roof is always right at home. Our variety of panel styles and color choices complement your natural landscape, providing both outstanding beauty and protection to your home. And wouldn't you love to have a worry-free roof overhead? With a 30-year limited paint warranty, our energy-efficient coatings will provide a fresh and vibrant look for decades. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com to view our photo gallery and take advantage of the interactive color selector tool to help you decide which panel and color style best suits your style of home. Remember, every Mueller roof is made by Mueller in one of our three manufacturing facilities. And with 29 sales locations across the Southwest, Mueller is always ready to deliver friendly, personal service before, during, and after your purchase. Call us today at 877-2-MUELLER or stop by and see us soon to make a Mueller metal roof part of your natural scenery. That's 877-268-3553.
Kansas City Board of Trade, solid gains today. We've got the December Kansas City wheat, 719.5 up 14.5 cents. March of 2014, 720.75 up 13.5 cents. And July new crop, 707 up 13 cents a bushel. December Chicago soft wheat's up 13.25, 671.25. Technical support for our wheat futures, also a weaker dollar helping out the wheat trade right now. A lot of interest overseas, we understand. And the wheat really the leader. Following is corn, up by about a nickel. December corn, up 5.75, 454.25 now. The March contract of 2014, 467, up 5.5 cents. November soybeans, up 8 cents a bushel, 1320.5. January 2014, 1322.5, up 7.75 cents today. December cotton futures are up 39 points, 84.77 cents a pound. Crude oil futures were now following November, down 28 cents a barrel, 102.85. Natural gas up 3.52. Those are the markets. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma.
Do you ever rate what's on your plate? I'm Susan Allen, Family and Consumer Science Educator for Dairy Max. The USDA's new My Plate Education Tool can help you make sure the items you put on your plate are part of a healthy diet. My Plate focuses directly on the food groups to include in a healthy meal, including the dairy groups. More than just a glass of milk, dairy products like cheese and yogurt can be used to help build a nutritionally powerful plate. And dairy foods provide a quick, delicious, and affordable source of protein. The guidelines recommend that children and adults increase their intake of low-fat and fat-free milk and milk products to help meet the recommended nutrient intake. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the Dietary Guidelines for Americans say both adults and children need to consume more of. This message was brought to you by your local dairy farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about My Plate.
Your next chance to buy cattle the superior way coming Friday, September 27th, live on Dish Network Satellite 231, DirecTV Satellite Channel 345, and, of course, on the Internet at SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Livestock's video livestock auction this Friday coming from Fort Worth, Texas. It'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time Friday, September 27th. This week we've got 34,500 head being offered, including about 8,200 yearling steers, 5,000 yearling heifers, 9,200 weaned calves, 8,400 calves on cows, and some cow-calf pairs as well.
If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can visit the website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or give them a call, 800-422-2117. The next Superior Livestock Auction, September 27th, this Friday. Remember, at Superior Livestock Auction, we bring the market to you.
It's 10 minutes before the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. So glad to have you with us here today. Ron Hayes steps in now with the latest beef industry news in today's edition of the Beef Buzz.
Dave, our Midday Oklahoma Beef Buzz guest, Gant Moyer. Once again, we're back with Gant talking value added after this.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is REDEDUMP. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing, and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only dump trailer on the market today without hydraulics. For a dump trailer that dumps first time, every time, insist on a Ready Dump. Ready Dump. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. Ready Dump.
For your new Ready Dump, visit City Traders, located at 10220 West Reno in Oklahoma City. Ask for Herb or Kevin.
It's the special replacement cow and bull sale at McAllister Union Stockyards, Saturday, September 28th at 12 noon. Over 700 head of bred cows, hares, bred heifers, and bulls have been consigned. For more information on this sale, go to McAllisterStockyards.com or call them at 918-423-2834. That's 918-423-2834. The McAllister Union Stockyards Special Replacement Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, September 28th at 12 noon.
It's a choice that you can make. You can either sell your calves as just kind of generic animals, or you can choose to associate with a value-added program. The value-added means basically more money in your pocket. So says Gant Moyer, Animal Science Department of Oklahoma State University. He specializes in talking with producers about the value-added opportunities out there. He says there are a bunch of different programs, but some common themes within those programs of helping you certify your animals as being worth more to the folks that are buying them.
Yeah, absolutely, Ron. There is a lot of programs out there, but they're all the same mentality of they want to climb up to that mountaintop and scream and say, hey, we verified a quality calf here for this producer. We can back it up with the third-party verification. And what I mean like that is the OQBN VAC 45 program. There's a lot of corporate-sponsored programs, either through Zoetis or Boehringer Ingelheim or whatever it may be. But they're just screaming these are quality, healthy cattle ready to go on into the feedlot or stocker operator. But what these programs do is someone is actually at the ranch verifying the products that you use to manage these cattle. They sign off on it, and it really just brings a little peace of mind to the people purchasing those cattle.
And that peace of mind translates into some tangible money, right?
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. Last year, Superior saw anywhere from $12 to $14 a hundredweight premium. They do a very nice job of marketing those cattle. At our more local sale barns, we're about $12 a hundredweight premium locally through these type of programs, whether it be Tulsa, OKC West, McAllister. There's a lot of those sales out there. And the important thing is to just visit with your livestock market operator and get their opinion. They know what's going on in the markets day in and day out. And so they can put you in the pipeline and help you market those cattle the best of their ability to help you the most.
Specifically on the Oklahoma Quality Beef Network, how is a guy getting hooked up with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Our county educators are top of the line and in the nation. And so you can either contact your local county extension educator or contact me directly, and we can put you in the pipeline of those cattle. OQBN.com is a good resource to be able to do that. And again, it's fairly easy to do that. And of course, contact your local sale facility, and I know most of those guys, so they can get you in touch with me as well.
OSU's Gant Moyer, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Moss Land and Cattle Company Complete Dispersion Sale, Saturday, September 28th at H2 Ranch and Cattle Company in Perkins, Oklahoma. Everything goes, including 250 head of elite Hereford cattle. The sale also includes champion bull Starshock, plus his progeny in service. There's 5-year-old Star Futura and 3-year-old Gimme Some Lovin'. National Cattle Company is handling the sale. For a complete catalog, go to nationalcattle.com or call Eddie Sims, 580-492-4590.
Midday Oklahoma rapidly winding down. Still to come, though, some comments on our soapbox after this. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased, up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma, the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
It's the special replacement Cowan Bull Sale at McAllister Union Stockyards, Saturday, September 28th at 12 noon. Over 700 head of bred cows, hares, bred heifers, and bulls have been consigned. For more information on this sale, go to McAllisterStockyards.com or call them at 918-423-2834. That's 918-423-2834. The McAllister Union Stockyards Special Replacement Cowan Bull Sale, Saturday, September 28th at 12 noon.
Wheat farmers get championship caliber production. Choose high yield varieties developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Duster is like a great football team. It's superb on offense and defense. Duster has been one of the highest grain yield producers among OSU varieties since 2008. And Duster offers protection against the most common diseases and stresses that attack wheat in Oklahoma. And remember, these sales ensure that OSU's wheat breeding program remains strong and independent. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
At 3 minutes before the hour on Midday, Oklahoma, Ron Hayes steps in with a final word.
Well, Dave, as we're here on our soapbox at the tail end of another Midday, Oklahoma, interesting arguments being thrown around regarding country of origin labeling and the litigation that right now is out there on this particular subject. 9 U.S. and Canadian and Mexican meat industry groups have all banded together. They initially asked for a temporary injunction against the USDA new rule on mandatory country of origin labeling. That was initially rejected by the federal district court in the District of Columbia inside the Washington, D.C. Beltway. Those groups have now appealed that ruling. We'll see how that goes. Meanwhile, the reality of this new mandatory country of origin labeling rule may mean more information will be available for meat consumers to make purchasing decisions. But at the same time, according to Dr. Glenn Tonser, ag economist up at Kansas State University, it could also lead to economic loss for the U.S. meat industry and its trading partners. According to Glenn, USDA's revised cool policy requires packers to list individually the countries where the animal was born, raised, and slaughtered. For example, a revised label on a package of beef sirloin steak might say, born in Mexico, raised and slaughtered in the United States. Before, the label for that same product more simply read, product of Mexico in the United States. More segregation of the labels will lead to more costs. According to Dr. Tonser, he has studied consumer demand impact of mandatory cool on meat products and found that the typical U.S. consumer was unaware of cool and that cool implementation did not change consumer demand for beef, steak, chicken breast, or pork chop products. In other words, bottom line, cool has had no impact on actually consumers buying more beef from the United States. And that was, of course, the contention of those that have been in favor of cool all along. The battle will continue over cool, though, both in the courts and perhaps legislatively as well. That's our time today. Hope you're going to have a great rest of your Wednesday. See you soon. God bless.
All right, Ron, thank you so very much. That's going to do it for us here this afternoon. It's been our Wednesday edition of Midday Oklahoma. Hope you've enjoyed it. Hope we've been able to help you out a little bit here today as well. For Ron Hayes and Jimmy Bell, along with Justin Lewis, I'm Dave Lanning, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for Midday Oklahoma. It starts at 12:05 right here on the radio, Oklahoma Network.